Welcome to Gnazim Podcast.
Yehudi Geber with the Gnazim Auction House, and here we have an 1853 letter from the great rabbis of Yerushalayim, the old Yishuv in Yerushalayim, to Lady Judith Montefiore. And Judith Montefiore, of course, is the wife of Sir Moses Montefiore. And whereas the Jewish people has remembered Moses Montefiore very well, the great Jewish philanthropist of the 19th century, one of the greatest in Jewish history, who retires at the age of 40 in London and spends the next 60 years of his life till he passes away at the age of 100, caring for his people and supporting the Jewish people. And many of his projects were in Eretz Yisrael, 7 visits that he made. Well, that is well remembered and recorded, but the role of Judith, his wife, has sometimes been forgotten. She was very often the initiator of many of the projects. She took the initiative. The contents of this letter, the Rabbanim of Yerushalayim are thanking her for supporting the Bikur Chaylim and Achnasas Kala funds in Yerushalayim. She was the one who spearheaded many of the projects that her husband was involved in. She was later involved in the founding of the Bikur Chaylim Hospital. And her husband has about 8 different neighborhoods in Yerushalayim named for him. She has one little street off of Rehov Yafo, right near Kikar Davidka. But this letter, which Reb Shmuel Salant, the Rav Yerushalayim, signs, Reb Shai Bardecki, one of the heads of the Yishuv, Nissen Beck, the head of Kail Voln, of the Hasidic community of the old Yishuv, and other members of the Sephardic old Yishuv and the Ashkenazi old Yishuv, they all signed this letter to her in appreciation. So that brings out this element of the history of Yerushalayim as well.
Gnazim, own your heritage. Discover more at gnazim.com.